By way of complete contrast, I'd like to read you a number of more experimental poems, starting with the one that led me into this area. I was invited some time ago by a little magazine in England called Ambit to write a prose piece about metre. I began to put together my stock of ideas about metre, and they weren't going very far. So I seized on a very useful property of verse, i.e. that the lines are shorter than in prose. So instead of writing a prose piece about metre, I wrote them a verse piece and filled up the four pages they needed very conveniently. The piece, incidentally, was reprinted in an American textbook on prosody, so I like to think of it as poisoning the minds of a generation. What metre is? It is a matter of counting. Five syllables in the first line, four in the second, and so on. Or we can change to seven words in the first line, six in the second. Is that arbitrary? Prose is another possibility. There could be three sentences in the stanza. This would be an example of that. Which, on the other hand, we could lay out by a letter count, as this, by the way, is free verse without meter. Prose is another possibility. There could be three sentences in the stanza. This would be an example of that. I mean, it is a matter of mathematics. Intervals between the words, three to a line is the rule here. It results in the same as having words, four to a line. In the mind of the poet, though, it makes a difference. White spaces, now it is two spaces, are just articulation. Space. Words, now it is one, mean something. Now it is words. And no, it is not music either. Internal rhyming, though sometimes the kernel of new ideas, is a matter of timing. The same is true for rhythm. The beat, two to a line it is. Here only becomes like a rhythm when, as here, it moves with a regular dactyl or two to a line. If slow now, spondees make lines move. Stiff rhythm is meter in dactyls again, but rhythm is usually not like this. In a word, it can escalate, drop, do as it pleases, move freely, look out, I'm coming, stop, at a stop, and so on. Assonance, that semblance, except in Owen, when it works, echo of awkwardness is okay, but not for me. Nor is lively alliteration, leaping along, lean and elusive through low lines. It becomes a matter of going back to metre, ending what in its most irritating, perhaps, manifestation, this inarticulate mechanical stuff. It is the voice of the typewriter. It is the abdication of inspiration. I like it. It is the logical expression of itself. Thank you. I'll come again.